All right, thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting of December 5th, 2011, convening at 5:53 p.m. Pacific, 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Jane Gatewood, Secretary. Would you go ahead and call the roll, Jane, please?
KPFA, Anthony Fest.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Absent. KPFA, Fred Blair.
Present.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Frederick Klunder is absent. KPFT Robert Mark.
Here.
Nancy Sailor Naitomi.
Present.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
WBAI Carolyn Burden is absent. John Brinkley is absent. Manaja Saba is not here yet. We're thinking she may join us. WPFW Jane Gatewood is present. Thomas Rainey is absent. Bruce Wolf is absent. We have 8 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. All right, we should put together an agenda of things we want to discuss. I sent out a whole bunch of things last month that perhaps we've had a chance to look at, including the pension fund audit, the engagement letter and retainer. And today I've sent out a list of documents required by the audit firm from our local managers to go ahead and get everything going as soon as possible on the audit. I'm open to suggestions, but I think it might be helpful if we discuss the things that actually went out today first, just because there's some time deadlines on those issues. Would there be any objection to going over the various documents that the auditor needs from our local stations and having some discussion on that to see how the audit committee might be able to help facilitate production in a timely fashion? And then we could discuss things that were sent out last month as people desire in terms of the pension fund audit and things of that nature.
So the proposed agenda is the audit request that list that Ross Whitson distributed and then the prior documents. That's the agenda?
Yeah. Sort of going with what came more recently and then going backwards because of the time considerations, if that's all right.
Move to approve.
Okay, great. Thank you. No objection. I guess we're good there. All right. So for everyone that I can go over what's contained in there, so if everybody is not, forgive me, looking and trying, I've been sick for a couple of weeks, so please forgive my continuous cough. I can go ahead and sort of read off what's contained in there, and then we can have some discussions for people that aren't in front of their computers. And I don't think anything in there is of a confidential nature because it's lit. So does that seem reasonable? And then we could, if there's anything that we could actually do that's functional that would help management. Most of these, you know, are management tasks. So they're not, it's not our task to produce these items, but we may be able to help. Is there an objection to that? Okay. And I spoke with Ross with him for 45 minutes earlier today, and he said any questions that we have specifically as an audit committee, he's happy to answer. If we sort of pool the questions together and he can respond via email to the group or to me, and I can disseminate it. And these things are stuff that he needs as soon as possible that stations have to provide every year to do the audit, so it shouldn't come as a surprise to any of our managers or business managers, it would be helpful if they had them by next week when they actually start working on this. And the first thing is all bank statements and reconciliations as of the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, 2011. So that would be the applicable date to anything that they need. Copies of any new leases or lease renewals. And that sometimes has come up as an issue in the audit. He was telling me last year, you know, a piece of equipment may get purchased towards the end of the fiscal year and it's immediately brought to the auditor's attention or a lease to be entered into. So if there's something you're aware of at the local level as a, you know, an audit committee member or a finance member, you know, in whatever capacity you're connected on your committees with your station, and you go, oh, yeah, I know we just entered into a lease for X, Y, Z, or we just purchased a big piece of equipment. It would be helpful to make sure that that gets included in the documents produced by management because sometimes those things are overlooked and then have to be retrieved later on in the audit process. Schedule of professional fees and copies of any new engagement letters. Again, if any professional services were entered into by your local station, a consultant was hired, anything of that nature that you're aware of to make sure that that's included. Schedule of donated property and vehicles. That's something probably most of us would not, you know, necessarily know about, but it is something that management has to produce for the audit. So I know at KPFK we have a vehicle donation program, so that would be something that they would need from us. I don't know that every station has a vehicle donation program, but you may have other things that have been donated to your station. Copies of physical inventories as of September 30th, 11, and that would be things like your premiums, you know, your actual inventory of premiums used during pledge drives, and sometimes those have not been produced in, you know, necessarily on time at the end of the fiscal year, so it would be good to inquire if those things are ready. And we have this full week ahead of us to maybe interface with our station managers and business managers just to make sure those things are, you know, physically ready for the auditor. Copies of petty cash counts, which is probably not significant at most stations, but we'll need to have that. Schedule of equipment acquisitions and dispositions. So again, if you're aware that the station has bought new computers or, you know, broadcast equipment or office furniture, or that you've gotten rid of old stuff because you acquired something new, that needs to be included. Copy of most recently filed form 5500. Pension plan confirmation. Now, something like that is probably going to go through national office, but I don't think any of us would necessarily be interfacing with local management on that. But a lot of these things are come from the local stations and then have to be disseminated up to national, and a few of these things originate at national, like pension plans. Consolidated file balances by division and combined updated as of today for fiscal year 9/30/11, meaning that particularly because of the way we do fund drive with monies that come in over a period of time after our fund drive closes, if they're part of the receivables that would have been accrued to the fiscal year ended September 30th, updated as of today, meaning how much money's come in since that time period, that'll still accrue to that fiscal year. So they need the consolidated trial balances from each station. Schedule of restricted grants. Again, if you're like aware that your station has gotten a 5 or 10 or whatever, you know, a specific grant for a specific purpose, to make sure that that's listed. Gain and loss schedule. So that's something, again, prepared by the business manager, fairly standard that they should be prepared to hand over fairly easily. Mensis reports, listener support, pledges receivable, and revenue reconciled at September 30th. So that would go, each station handles these things a little differently, but, you know, our subscription supervisor handles all the Mensis reports. So those are in addition to the reports that would come from the business manager.
Excuse me, what did you just say about, did you just say something about how the MIMS things are handled?
Well, I'm not sure how each particular station handles it, since we don't do things exactly the same from station to station. At KPFK, you know, we have a subscription supervisor, and he handles all of our MIMS reports, right? So his reports go up to our business manager and would be updated with any pledges that have come in since the close of the fiscal year. So I guess what I'm saying is sometimes there's more than one individual that produces the various documents that the auditor needs, even at the individual station. So at our station, I know MEMS's reports come from our subscription supervisor, not directly through the business manager, even though they share that information with the business manager, you know. So that would be the MEMS's reports with the listener support for last fiscal year, and pledges receivable and revenue reconciled as of that date. The way the auditor explains that he counts it, you know, accrual-based accounting is everything that accrues during that year is counted for that year. Since we frequently have a pledge drive at almost all the stations in the fall, in either September or October, if you started in September, you'd be doing your pledge drive during September. Fiscal year closes on the 30th, but you're probably still bringing in money on pledges receivable for the next few months. So that needs to be updated as of now, you know, whatever's come in that would be reconciled to the fiscal year ended September 30th, even though money's still coming in, the money that's still coming in from that pledge drive goes to that year. So it just has to be basically a current Memphis report that takes into account all the money that's come in from that fall pledge drive that ended September 30th. So schedule of other income, if there's money coming from other sources, like at KPFA, they do a craft fair. Sometimes there's community events or special events that raise additional funds. Like in New York, there's a film, a theater promotion thing that also brings in money. And here we have a film club. A lot of that goes during pledge drive, but some of it doesn't. So anything like that where there are other sources of income besides what comes in from your pledge drive. Finance committee minutes. So I believe that would be your local finance committee. I will check with him on that because he didn't specify, just like we're having the question over membership, is it local or national? The National Finance Committee has easily accessible committee minutes. So I should actually clarify that with him because it may be a lot of work for people that's unnecessary if he doesn't need the local finance committee minutes. So I'll double check on that with him tomorrow and send out a note on whether or not that includes your local finance committee minutes. Copies of the 2010-1099s. So 1099s are all the contract employees. Again, different stations handle things differently, but at least at some of the stations, we know for a fact, you know, that there are different 1099 contractors that are used at the station. So he needs to have copies of all of the 2010-1099 records for those contractors. And then this is probably going to come from the National Office Central Services schedules and interdivisional receivables and payables schedule. So that would be the central services from each of the units to the national office. And also sometimes when the stations lend each other money, what the receivable and payable schedule is between the stations. If, you know, one station has lent another money to make payroll or something else. Schedule of prepaid expenses. So anything that's been paid in advance, but that would be accrued to that fiscal year. And schedule of accrued expenses, so anything that has, occurred that would be an expense that you would accrue to last year but is still being paid right now. And then the fiscal year, the budget passed for this, the last year's budget and this upcoming approved year's budget for each unit, and then obviously the consolidated budget for the entire network, which would come from national. So I think what would be probably helpful is each of the audit committee members, print out a list of this and then maybe work with your other audit committee members locally. You know, there's like three people from each station. And I think there's a balance to be had between burdening management sometimes with our presence and helping to facilitate their production of things in a timely fashion. So figuring out what would be the best strategy to employ, but perhaps scheduling a meeting with your business manager or manager for later in the week and see if there's a point person or if a couple people want to go together with the list and find out, you know, how are we doing on the production of this list? This list has already gone to the national office and been disseminated back to management. So it's really kind of follow-up on our part as the audit committee to say, you know, how are we doing on production of these documents that we need to produce at our local station and getting them up to national for the auditor so that, we're facilitating having everything available for him, because he will have another list of document requests coming up after this one. This is like the first round that has to be fulfilled. So, you know, making sure it gets prioritized. He was very clear it would be very helpful if we don't, for the next couple of months, I think as much as possible focused on getting everything done for the audit so that it's done on time and try not to not make any additional requests on the financial staff, whether locally or nationally, to do other projects or give us other evaluations, but really try to help everybody stay focused on producing what's needed to get the audit done on time. So that's everything on his list. So I don't know if people want to talk about this stuff and maybe figure out some game plans for each station locally. Each station has, you know, different dynamics going on and in terms of you know, the relationships between the various committee members and management and you know, how well things get produced and how quickly, and there's quite a bit of variance between the units, I think. So is there discussion? Facts for discussion? Questions? Anybody? It's occurred to me if people are so inclined. It sounds like we don't have anybody from New York on the call tonight, but for the stations where we do have people on the call tonight, maybe if you want to maybe discuss that, maybe a person from each station to follow up with management and see how this is, how they're doing on the production of documents before the end of the week. Is that desirable?
Did you find out if he's going to be visiting any or all of the stations?
Yes, he told me. All right. I asked him about that. He's going to visit WBAI because he usually visits BAI because he's in New York. He visits KPFA because he has to go out to the national office and KPFA is next door. He's going to visit KPFK because the next PNB meeting is scheduled to be in Los Angeles, so he can visit prior to the PNB meeting and in any additional follow-up that he covers with KPFK into his final report. He is not planning to visit WPSW this year because he visited it last year, and he's not planning to visit KPFP. He's visited it in the past, but there doesn't seem to be any highlighted issues necessarily requiring his attention. So it sounds like he will be visiting three out of our five stations, and they will be the three biggest in terms of financially. So that's his plan at the moment. Unless there's something, he said, unless something is particularly brought to his attention that requires a visit to one of the other stations, that's why he's working tentative plans at the time being to visit those three signal areas. He hasn't been out to KPFK, he said, in about, 2007 was last time he, you know, in person inspected stuff going on at KPFK, and felt with WPFW since he'd been there last year that, you know, that would probably work as a rotation since none of the auditors go to all five stations usually for one audit. You know, they try to get all the documents sent up to the national office so that they can consolidate them from there. Other questions?
Yes, I have a question, Nancy, KPFT. What are we exactly, what are we supposed to be doing?
Well,
just
on this aspect,
the company?
I'm sorry, do what? No, please.
Just voting on the company and then that's it?
No, you know, what we're really doing is reviewing efficiencies as well that were highlighted in last year's audit. It would be nice to have some participation from management in some of these calls to say this is what we're doing to fix X, Y, Z. And they have fixed some of the deficiencies, you know, but not all of them. And, you know, really, that's been like kind of a push going on. This other committee, FRAT, Financial Recovery Audit Task Force, that's been meeting like twice a month all year, addressing some of the audit deficiencies. And some of them are really basic stuff, you know, like at one of the stations, you know, you're never supposed to have cash handled by only one person. You know, more than one person is involved with things coming in, and one of the stations didn't have that going on, or signing off on check requests. You need to have more than one person doing it. And so some of those things have been remedied from what management has reported. A lot of the notes that we've gotten in previous audits have been notes that have occurred like year after year after year. And it would be helpful to make recommendations back to management. These recommendations have been getting made all year. It's just been kind of slow in terms of correcting some of this stuff. And I guess considering they've come up year after year after year, I suppose some of that's not surprising that it's been slow, but it's still been kind of slow. So, but that is one of the things an audit committee can do is monitor whether or not things are being corrected. You know, is management taking action to actually fix stuff? And that does make a difference, you know. Nancy, did you have other questions on that?
Well, thank you.
Is there anybody else with questions on any part of this right now? And I think some of the things like, you know, like inventory control has been a repeated problem at a lot of the stations, like having premiums sitting in hallways where they could walk away because they're not really controlled. And things like that have come up on more than one audit letter. Those are considered audit deficiencies on internal controls, like you're not keeping track of your stuff, you're not inventorying it, things like that. To see to it, you know, at the local level that your station, because the problems, although they end up in a consolidated audit for the whole network, obviously occur locally. And seeing to it that those things are corrected, it's like management at the top at National tells managers, fix this stuff. But from the committee perspective, local members can also be pushing locally to say, hey, have we corrected these deficiencies? Where are we at on that? You know, and kind of follow up with management to best of one's ability to see to it that things are corrected at the local level.
So when we get done with this list, we're going to actually take time to look over the documents you sent earlier, which I didn't look at them myself, but I'm thinking that last year's audit is among that. So we probably are going to be going back and looking at what the problems were last year, right?
Yeah. I think that would be helpful. Anybody else with this up here? Because, let me ask you a question. Again, these are management functions to produce these documents. We have to produce this stuff every year. It's not like the list changes. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer for each station to say, yes, I'll follow up with management this week and make sure we're producing these documents in a timely fashion at the beginning here, or?
Hi, this is Margie. I just want to say that I just forwarded the list to our business manager and copied the local station general manager. So,
awesome.
And I'm sure I'm confident that it's not a problem, except that she's overworked. But but I'll talk to her about what we can do to relieve her or help her out so that she can get it done.
Yeah, and some of that might be really helpful. You know what I mean? Sometimes you enjoy a favorable relationship with management and sometimes not so, depending on the station and the people and all that stuff. But it might, frankly, be physically helpful if someone wants it to say, do you need help copying that stuff? You know what I mean? Like, it may not be, but somebody may say, yes, I could use some help if you could, you know. And that kind of stuff might be helpful. So I think it's at least definitely worth inquiring to see if that would help your local station to facilitate, because a lot of the business managers, a lot of everybody's overworked in this network. And, being willing to volunteer a half a day to say, yes, I'll come in and I will help copy stuff. You know what I mean? I'll help get this done for you. And some of it's going to be obvious. A lot of it is going to be electronic, things like Memphis reports. Those don't require anybody to copy anything. They just require the stuff to be sent. So, but I think, thank you, Margie. I think that would be helpful at each station to inquire if some help would be appreciated.
Yeah, I suggested to her that she needed any help, she should let me know. So.
Good. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so one station.
Summer, Fred here. I'm going to volunteer at KPFK to talk to the business manager about, how I could help in getting some of these documents generated and passed up to National.
Okay, that would be fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, because I think that, part of it is just the time frame. Okay, so, yeah, a volunteer from each single area would be very helpful to say, I will be the point person from the audit committee to go talk to the business manager and be helpful. So if perhaps you could go ahead and forward that also to Anthony and to Bernard, the list. I presume that, I've been told they've gotten this stuff from management, but it's not bad to get it from us as well and say, hi, I'm happy to help you,
And on the email with the list that you send out to me, Summer,
yeah.
I was able to get at it to my web browser, but I wasn't able to upload it to the Yahoo group. So I'll do that tonight when I get home on my home computer.
Okay, great. And
because it looks like there's no attachment. It looks like it's all part of the email itself.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It's in the body of the email. That's right.
So there was no way for me to transfer the email itself to my laptop.
Well, I'm gonna save these minutes. I put the whole list in here, and I highlighted, like, the Finance Committee minutes, the question, local or national minutes. And under the fifth item down, copies of physical inventory, I added the note about this is going to include premiums, which has been an issue in the past. So this is going to be a Word document. I'll just save the auditor's request as a separate file also, as a Word document.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jane.
I think you can upload the document to the Yahoo group also.
Okay.
I think you've
do
done that
do
before.
That. Yeah.
Okay, good. And we could keep going. I'm not sure, do people have a copy of the actual audit in front of them? I'm sending that right now. I sent it before, but I don't know.
I posted, I believe it was the 2010 and 2009 audits on the Yahoo group. So
you
they're
did.
People that have been registered in that group can go there and download any of those documents.
So like the audit 2010 management letter would probably give us the items that were a problem, right?
Now the management the management letter. Okay, the management letter highlights things basically internally that says, hey, management, you ought to know about this because this is, and it's not necessarily something that goes into the public audit. But then even in the public audit, there are certain deficiencies that get noted because they're considered to be deficient and they should be in public as well. So I'm going to open up the audit and take a look at what we've got there, and we can have a discussion on that. Before we do that, though, is there anyone from the other signal areas that wants to volunteer to be a point person to interface with their own management to make sure that they're on top of this, that they don't...
Okay,
Mark. I can communicate with them at the office about that.
Okay, great.
I don't want to sound smug, but I think we've had the least problem with that in the past of all the stations.
You're not sounding smug. I think everyone agrees with you. So even the auditor probably. That would be great. Okay, so you'll take care of communicating with KPFT, make sure they've got a copy of that list coming from us, and see if they need any follow-up or assistance to meet that, right? Thank you.
Sure.
And this is Jane Gatewood. I'm the only one here from WPFW, so sure, I'll take this list and I see we have a number of items on the 2010 management letter, so I'll touch base with our business manager and see what I or our finance committee might be able to do to assist with this in any way.
Great, thank you. Okay, that's fantastic. And I think, frankly, if that type of attitude comes forward, you know, can we help you to facilitate this, you know, then hopefully it'll be well received by management. You know, we're just looking to see if we have assistance to get this done. Yes, Ms.
This is Nancy, KPFT. Shouldn't we all be doing this? I mean, shouldn't we all do this at all our respective stations and somebody from WBAI? I mean, all members of the audit?
Well, I guess my thinking is it would be helpful probably if, you know, there are three members of the committee from each signal area, right? If everyone from that signal area could talk to each other, but I, at least in my own experience, have found that management is sometimes less receptive when there are too many of us. If we come at them separately, it's different if, you know, all three people come together and say, hi, we're here to help. But sometimes if they get requests from three different people, then they feel they're being inundated. So I think some of that takes some local discretion to figure out what's best. But it's nice to have a point person at least to say, this person took responsibility to say, I will definitely contact management so that you can have some follow-up. Because you know the old saying, it's like, I thought that person was doing it and I thought so-and-so was doing it and so nobody did it. So I don't think there's any problem with additional people helping. I think that's fine. So perhaps you could work with Bob Mark on seeing.
Yes, indeed. And I would like to see this stuff. I mean, I would like to see it. I mean, I don't understand why we have to be so with kid gloves about it. I don't understand. We should be more responsible going after seeing these things. I don't understand why we don't have a rule or some kind of understanding that it shouldn't be just kept private, this information.
Well, some of it is would be contractually private. You know, it would fall into, like, executive session. Like, if, you know, contracts that have been entered into people, people's tax information on their 1099s. So some of it would be considered to have privacy concerns. So it's stuff the auditor has to see because he's got legal requirements to see all of that. It's stuff that members can probably see in executive session. There's the interesting question, because this has come up for us here at KPFK. You know, P&B directors have all sorts of inspection rights, right? We get to see anything we ask to see, or at least in theory, that's how it's supposed to work. Treasurers are supposed to be able to see anything they ask to see, is my understanding, although that's been sometimes a little controversial even here, but if it's a financial nature, they're supposed to be privy to all that. I know here there's been an issue as to whether other committee members who are members of the local station board and or members of national committees get to see all the same kinds of documents that a P&B director can ask to look at. So I know that some of this stuff would definitely fall into being confidential information, and it depends on management whether they want everyone to see it or not. I don't know that everyone on the audit committee – it's like – the auditor has to see these things, and that's why he looks at independent documentation to make sure, you know, the reports he's getting conform to verifiable third-party information like bank statements, right? But when I wanted to look at bank statements here at KPFK, I had to do it, like, as a director. Like, I could not get anyone to cooperate with me just as a local finance committee member or LSE member or anything, and I really had to say, you know, this is a director's inspection. I want to see these documents because I'm the chair of the board and I'm a director, and it took that full, like, weight and authority legally to say I have a legal right to see this stuff before I was able to see it. And I did find that somewhat disconcerting, but that is the way it played out here locally. And I do think that some of these documents would probably be considered things that only directors would be able to inspect, which isn't the same as facilitating a production for the auditor, really. I mean, some of this stuff, you know, you can stand there and run a copy machine. It doesn't mean you have to take the stuff home with you and follow up to make sure management is getting a task done. You know, are we getting this done? Is there anything else you need? But I think several of these items would probably fall into confidential purview that management might object to people looking at. So it's a long answer, but I think that's probably slicing and dicing it legally. There are different inspection rights depending on where you're at and et cetera. I think that it would probably be most helpful to, in terms of facilitating the audit, to try and take a collaborative and helpful attitude towards management of what can we do to see to it that you, management, because it's management's job to produce this stuff, is able to do so in a timely fashion. And I do think, you know, offering to physically help, you know, do you need help getting stuff copied and produced and into a box so it goes there, might be well received. At least I'd like to think so. So yeah, it kind of depends on which thing. Some of these things are public, and some of them definitely would have privacy concerns or potential confidentiality issues. Just like some of the contracts, right? Like, we're supposed to see any contract over $5,000. And again, speaking locally of what's happened here at my station, the entire LSB has sometimes been put into executive session so that we can ask management, you know, show us that contract. And then everybody's seeing something which is of a confidential nature. And I presume at all the stations, hopefully people have signed confidentiality agreements at various points because you've had various things that you've had to look at. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean you'd get to, say, take those things and look at them elsewhere. And some of them, like people's 1099s, legitimately, they could probably say you can't look at that because there's no reason to. It doesn't mean you couldn't know who the 1099 people are. That's different. You know what I mean? Like, seeing somebody's personal identifying information isn't the same as knowing that they're being paid, which we all have a right to know who's on payroll, whether they're, you know, an employee on payroll or a 1099 contractor. And that's come up as an issue here, too, identifying, you know, who's being paid and in how are they being paid? Is this person a contractor? Is this person an employee? Do you have contractors springing up that you don't know about? Because that can become problematic at stations, too, where people are getting paid but you don't really know that. So I think a lot of those things legitimately every board member is entitled to know. So I guess I would just kind of tread forward carefully and try to help facilitate management getting this done and getting the documents into the hands of the auditors as quickly as possible. And if there are specific things where you say, I want to know more about this, then following up on that item, you know, I want to know more about, you know, whatever, bank accounts or who's working for us or et cetera.
So, yeah, that's a really good good lead, Summer. I like that attitude.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be well received. One can but hope.
This is Nancy. Why can't we make a motion that management has to show us these kind of documents?
Well, again, going back to legal things, you know, under California law, directors on the national board, right, have specific rights and duties under the law because we can be held legally responsible. We can be sued for our homes. You know what I mean? Like, only the 22 people on the national board can actually be sued personally for failures to do stuff for this foundation properly. because of that, there's an expectation that we have a right to know everything that's going on with the foundation whenever we choose to know, and that we have a duty and an obligation to make sure that things are happening the way they should be and that, you know, nothing illegal or improper is occurring, especially financially. Because of that, the law protects our right to insist that management show us things, show us various documents, you know, any documents. You know, I want to come in and I want to go through all of the file cabinets today. Directors can delegate that right to an agent. You know, I can say, you know, I'd like Nancy to be my delegated agent. She's going to go inspect this stuff for me, right? Then someone else can go do it on your behalf, but you're still taking your legal authority and vesting it in someone else. Those legal rights don't extend to the local station boards because they're considered, rightly or wrongly, considered committees of the national board. Some of those inspection rights, like the treasurer's, have some broader rights. I don't know that a motion per se, I think it would have to go beyond the audit committee to, it would have to probably be passed by the P&B, and then it would probably have to go through some attorneys to see if everything held up, you know, if it held water, to say that anyone on the local station board has a right to see any of this stuff. I personally have no objection to that, you know, and I like hyper-transparency. It can become a problem, though, if people don't respect privacy concerns and, you know, get up with information that is of a personal nature, because, you know, conversely, you have laws that protect employees and protect all their data, contractual relationships where the other party to the contract has, you know, privacy concerns about the nature of the business they're doing with the organization. All those type of things sort of have to be counterbalanced. So probably some of the thinking is that the rights to inspect are limited to the people that are also legally liable if they do something wrong. Since the only legally liable people are really the people on the national board, that's probably part of that. It's something I'm, you know, I personally am happy to entertain these things. I do believe in fairly broad inspection rights. I think it's good to know what's going on, and locally, people on the local station board, you know, we all know more about what's going on at our own station than we do at the other station, because it's not possible to know as much about what's going on at a station you're not at. But I think it would, I guess I think it's probably a separate issue than facilitating the production of documents for the auditor, who has a legal mandate to see all of this stuff in order to test the reports and test the finances and be able to issue an audit. He absolutely has to see all this stuff because he absolutely has to know who's working for us, who we're paying, and what contracts we're obligated to, and how much money we're making and what we've spent. And he also has, obviously, professional responsibilities and liabilities if he were to divulge information that he shouldn't. So I think it would, if that was something you wanted to pursue, Nancy, it would probably be best to do it as a separate item, you know, as a separate type of motion, and it would need to be very specific. You know, are you asking that all members of the audit committee have access to all these things, or are you asking that members of audit and finance, or are you asking that the entire local station board? Do you know what I mean? You'd have to say what the scope is of the people that you won't have additional inspection rights, and then it would have to get passed. It would have to get put up on the P&B and passed there, and undoubtedly go through an attorney or two to see if it would be permissible. So,
can I ask Nancy a question?
Yes, please.
Has there been a problem, or it just hasn't been, you just feel like the kind of, has there been a problem with the information, like a resistance locally? Is that, or you just...